live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
Hey, BOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning. 23 degrees, a wind chill of 16 right now, on our way to 35 as a temperature top today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Dee Schwinn and Gene Graber, Emporia Friends of the Library. Dee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you on with us. Gene, how are you this morning?
I'm terrific. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing all right. Well, I wanted to start here, Dee, by asking kind of how 2022 went here for the Friends of the Library. We know that there was quite a bit happening here through the group.
Well, I would leave that to Gene because I actually wasn't on the board this year.
That's right.
I was in charge of the Super Friend, but Gene can tell you how his year went as president.
Okay. Well, Gene, do tell. 2022 pretty busy here for the Friends.
Well, we did have a good busy year. We made quite a bit of money to support our public library. Our volunteers, I was just looking over our book sorters report here this morning. I think we had 12 volunteers that worked on sorting books and pricing books as we got donations in throughout the year. They worked nearly 1,000 hours this past year doing that job, and I'm sure a lot of those hours weren't even logged, so there was probably more than that.
So, yeah, successful book sales, though, right, Gene?
We had very successful book sales. We had our normal spring and fall book sales, plus we had a flash book sale kind of in between because we had so many donations of books, and very successful this year.
Speaking of that here, Gene, were you a bit surprised at how well the overall the sales did, but specifically the flash sale, now that you've seen so many books come in as the books have a tendency to go out?
I guess, yes, surprising would be the thing. It just amazes me that, you know, we sell these books really relatively inexpensively, and we just sell a lot of books, so we do generate quite a bit of money that way, and it really does help our library.
And the venue you use to hold your book sales just adjacent to the library, that's worked out well, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been a terrific deal for us. It gives us more room, and it keeps us out of the way of the library when they're trying to do their different functions and everything, and it's great for both of us.
Gene, before we bring Dee back on here and start talking specifically about the Super Friend, which got our conversation started here, talk a little bit about why these fundraisers that the Friends do is so important, you know, whether it's the book sales and things like that, just how that trickles over to the library, which I guess you could say officially is now next door.
Yeah. You know, our function as a group of the Friends of the Library is just that. It's to support, try to raise money and support the library in any way we can. This year, in fact, because of the funds that we raised at the match day, we are going to be able to help fund some remote book drops, remote book lockers for people that can't get downtown and get to the library and still check out books. And it just helps all the we have the library does a lot of kids programs, and they spend money on different functions like that. It just helps all the way around.
So do you have a date set for the spring book sale, Gene?
The spring book sale is March 25th through the 30th this year.
Okay. Not that far
yeah.
in the grand scheme of things,
no.
huh?
No, we've got to get ready soon here.
I was going to say, you could probably hold it now if you wanted to, given I'm assuming that the book stock that you have.
We have quite a few, yes.
I'll bet. Dee, let's talk about the Super Friends Award. And before we mention who our honorees were here that you announced here just a couple of days ago, talk about why this is so important and really an important process for recognizing the work of other friends that are involved.
I just think it's very good to recognize those who have gone above and beyond and have done so much. As you know, we like to surprise people. I think we surprised KVOE when they got their award. So that's what we like to do that. But there are just so many people around who are members of the Friends or not members who just do so much and support our library, which is an integral part of the Emporia community. And so,
with that in mind,
last Monday at our annual meeting, the award went to Harry and Sharon Stevens. We regretted that Harry is not with us to be there to receive the award. He helped us so much in involving the SIGTAWS. When we were still in the library, those SIGTAWS were our human elevators. They carried all those books up from the basement so that we could sell them on the main floor of the library. He also was instrumental in mentoring those young men. A lot of their fundraisers go and they bring cash donations to the library, and Harry was a part of that. And Sharon, who was very surprised. We actually were successful in getting her to the meeting so we could present it to her. And she has spent 12 and a half years on the library board and then spent 6 years on the Friends of the Library Board. So she has done much in leadership and helping the library. She received a plaque that has her and Harry's name on it, and Super Friend of 2022. She also received life membership in the Friends, and she gets to choose a book of her choice, and the Friends will buy that, and it will be housed in the library.
Nice touch.
Good deal.
Much
good
deserved, deal. Yeah. Good choice.
Yes. And, you know, the Super Friends have the first, I remember looking back and one of the first ones was Barbara Garrett. It was a long, long time ago. And she was one who started the Friends so that they could support the building of the current library. So this has gone on for quite some time, and I think it's a good way to recognize those people. I want to throw in another thing. We have several on officers who are not going to be officers next year, and board members. Brenda Maudsley was a board member for the last few years, and she is going off the board at this time. And Gene served 1 year as president, and he's still going to be on the board, but not as president. So thank him for all his service this past year. And Michael Lang has been our treasurer, and he is going off as officer but remain on the board. And finally, Sandy Chapman has been a book sorter chair, and she has decided that she is not going to be doing that anymore. So thanks to all those who've given so much time.
Absolutely. Really quickly, I wanted to ask both of you, and Dee, I wanted to ask you first. You mentioned here you're not officially on the Friends board, but you're heavily involved in the Super Friends. Why has it been so important and beneficial for you to be involved?
Literacy is important to me. Books are dear to me. As an English teacher for 42 years, I think that it's important that we have that and have it available to all members of the community. I will throw in that last Monday night I rejoined the board. So.
Ah, there you go. Okay. It's so that important that you're back on. There you go.
It's important to me to support the library, which supports our community.
Good deal. Gene, how about you?
Well, I'm I always tell these people whenever we get together that I'm not part of this group because I wasn't an educator like a lot of these volunteers are, but educators are very important and the library is important. But, and as the outgoing president, I definitely want to thank all of our volunteers for all the great, great hard work they do. I also do want to welcome here, on the radio this morning, Marcia Lawrence is our president for this upcoming year, and wish her the best. She'll do a great job for us this coming year.
Well, tell her to get geared up for her radio appearances, Gene.
Will do. You bet.
Outstanding. Anything else, Gene, that you wanted to bring up here today? Because that's pretty much, I think, all we were going to ask you about today.
Okay. No, I think that's it. Thank you.
Dee, how about you?
I'll just say that we do have four new board members joining us. Ron and Becky Sellers are back on the board, and Vicki Brooks is a new member of our board, and then I'm back on the board. And also our new treasurer is Jan Ralston.
Well, thanks to all the friends of the library and all the volunteers that help out and do such great work helping out the Emporia Public Library. Dee, thanks much.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Gene, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You both have a great day. Dee Schwinn, Gene Graber with us, Friends of the Library on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, which is at 7:20 every weekday, give us a call at 620-342-1400.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. KVOE Live and Local 732. It is 23 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of your money.